Okay, Perek Tezvav. Most of it just goes through the different areas that they were Koivish, that they conquered. But then the Perek goes off. Mamish, in the middle of the Perek, from Pasuk Yud Gimel on, Pasuk Yud Dalet, that they hit a snag. That in the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden they hit a snag. They one city they weren't able to conquer. It's a chiddush because they conquered the most difficult cities. We learned about the unbelievable victories of Yeshua ben Nun, Yericho, Segeras and Mesugeras. We had all those miracles that took place. All of a sudden they got to Kiryas Sefer. They have a problem. They can't conquer the city. So the Pasuk says as follows. They came to the city of Dvir. V'shem Dvir lefanim Kiryas Sefer. The other previous name Dvir has is Kiryas Sefer. Pasuk doesn't say what was the difficulty. Why it was so hard to conquer. It wasn't a fortified city. It wasn't like Yericho where you couldn't penetrate the city. Epis, for some reason, they couldn't conquer the city. So Kolev ben Yefuneh gets involved. Vayomer Kolev. So Kolev ben Yefuneh, number one, he was from the Gedolei Hador. Adam Gadol Moed. Number two, he had a very eligible daughter. His daughter Ascha. Everybody wanted to marry that girl. She had Alamilas. So his daughter was like the prime shidduch. So Kolev ben Yefuneh said, okay, here's my treasure. Anybody conquers the city of Kiryas Sefer, they get my daughter. Vayomer Kolev. Asher Yakes Kiryas Sefer Luchoda, the one who will conquer Kiryas Sefer, Vinosati Loi Es Achso Biti Leisha. I'm going to give her Achso Biti. Chazal tell us that this, even her name, Achso, that's the Pasuk says, Vinosati, I will give, he says clearly, Es Achso Biti Leisha. Chazal say that her name Achsa actually comes from the word Kas. If you play around with the letters, there's Kas there. And Chazal say that she was such a Metziah, she was such a special person, that anybody, aside from her beauty and Alamilas, that anybody who would see her would be Koyas Alishtai, whatever that means. Okay? They would be disappointed with their own marriage. So this was his treasure. Pasuk says, "Val Yilkadah Sniel Ben Knaz Achikolev Vayiten Lo Yisasa Bitali." The end was, Osniel Ben Knaz conquered the city, and he was zoicha to get become an edim of Kolev Ben Yefuneh. That's basically this part. Tomorrow, Beza Belin Eder will talk about their Shalom Bayis issues between Asa and Osniel Ben Knaz. That's a separate, that also needs clarity. Because there were some Shalom Bayis problems. She wanted more money. So it's a psukim read. We'll get to that. Obviously, you can't learn a kipshute. Kipshute, it sounds like she came complaining to her father. You gave me a guy, Ben Torah, but where's the money? Where's the dough? Okay, we'll see. The Pellas, Kolev ben Yefuneh needs somebody now to conquer the city of Kiryas Sefer. So get yourself a general. Get yourself somebody who knows how to fight, who's strong. Get a Lahavdil and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Not necessarily a guy you'd want for a son-in-law. Right? The most trusted guy in the world is not looking for a bodybuilder for a son-in-law. He wants somebody to be a good husband, his daughter. I mean, a prostate guy won't care maybe if the guy's a bodybuilder. But he wants a good guy. Right? Kol ben yifune de god lado. That's what he says. Imagine Chaim Kanievsky looking for an aide. So he makes a deal. The guy that's going to have a victory in Lebanon, take down Hassan Asarela, he's got my daughter. I mean, everybody would be mishtoim him. You guys would go mishugi. Chaim Kanievsky. Hey, Bibi Netanyahu, the Neila. It's a former Cheshman. Not saying something bad. Bibi Netanyahu, he himself is a decorated soldier. He's a secular person. I'm trying. Somebody's going to make a victory for the state of Israel. I want him for an aide. So Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky is looking for a god lador. A boki b'shas a peskim, a tzaddik. But this is what Kol ben Yefune says. The guy who conquers the city. Kachava. That's number one. Number two, look what happened at the end. The biggest gaon in Klal Yisrael. Punkt of Chaim Kanievsky, he conquered the city. Wow. Is that just potluck? Is that potluck? Wow. Unbelievable. Kol ben Yefune Taka did something that doesn't seem to be sensible. And Ribbono Shel Olam protected him. By the way, the Medrash Rabbah seems to say that. Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra says the following. Let me get you the Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra. Medrash Rabbah says, Vayomer Kol Asher Yakeh, this is in Vayikra Rabbah Lamed Zayin. Vayomer Kol Asher Yakeh Kiryas Sefer L'kod, the guy that will conquer Kiryas Sefer. V'nosati lo yis'ach sabiti li'isho. Kol Eiv Shal Shaloi Kehoigen. Kolev made a mistake. He was gambling. But, if you're maimik in Chazal, you'll see that they didn't have so much time as Uncle. It's a little time. Not the time that you think. Not the time that I'm talking about. I'm saying the guy's nuts. Imagine a guy calls me up for shit for his daughter. He asks me something like this. How does the guy do in the gym? I never got such a shy. Nobody ever called me for a shidduch. I get weird questions. A lot of very weird questions. Daily. Sometimes I can't believe they're asking the question. But nobody ever asked me, how does this bachur do in the gym? What could he pump? Viful can I pump it? Nobody's asked me such a shidduch. Why? Because from Kotlan at God will understand that that's irrelevant in a husband. Right? So Kol ben Yefune says, Chazal don't say they have a tain on Kolov. And interestingly, in Meseches Tainis, when Chazal talk about Shloisha Shalu Shloi Kohagen, that there were three people in history who made a mistake, they don't even count Kolov amongst them. Eliezer, Yiftach. Kolov ben Yefun is not even mentioned. In the Gemara, he doesn't even make it to the ones that were Shalu Shloi Kohagen. Fascinating. The Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Rabbah says he shoyel shloi kohen, but the Medrash Rabbah doesn't ask my question. Medrash Rabbah doesn't say, this is the way you look for a son-in-law. Well, what's cool? What has possessed you? Medrash Rabbah zonked. Ilu lochto kenani mamzer oyevet. What would have you done? The person who conquered the city is not a miyuchas. Could be a ger, could be an evet, a mamzer. You don't know who's going to conquer the city. But if you look at Chazal, the only reason why they feel he was Shoel Shloi Kohagen is because he didn't mention that the guy has to be Miyuchas. He should have said, the guy who conquers the city and he's not a mamzer, then Chazal has no tainus on him. Chazal's only taina on Kol ben Yefune. The Gemara, first of all, doesn't seem to have any tainus on him. Because the Gemara doesn't even say this. The Gemara doesn't say any tainus on Kolov. So that we'll have to explain too. The Gemara doesn't see it a problem. The Medrash feels it is a problem. But the Medrash's only problem is, maybe it's going to be an Evet, maybe a Mamzer, maybe somebody that your daughter can't marry, halachically. That means the Medrash is telling us that as long as Kalev ben Yefuneh would have made a provision, and he would have said, that soldier, who is not an Evet, and not a Mamzer, but rather an eligible Jew, conquers the city, he should be for my daughter. Then we say, oh, Kalev ben Yefuneh, that's great. That's the way to pick a Shidduch. So now you know, Shidduchim, just go stand by the door of the gym. 1,000 push-ups? There you go. Listen, today the presidential candidates are fighting about how many push-ups they could do. Now on him. I should be president because I could do push-ups. L'maisa, azay shteit n'chazal. So something is going on here. Something is, haloi doveru, something is going on. Okay. So I'll tell you an unbelievable Al-Shech HaKadosh. The Al-Shech HaKadosh is actually not specifically coming to answer these questions, but it's the way the Al-Shech HaKadosh goes, it could help us. The Al-Shech Stam Es HaKasha. He says, why is it that Bechlau we needed an Osniel ben Kenaz? This Osniel ben Kenaz was not a small man. He's a gone B'Yisrael. He was machzer all the halachas that were forgotten in the Evel, Yimei Evel Shel Moshe, when Moshe died. So many halachas were forgotten. It's a shaila, 300 plus or 3,000. But many halachas were forgotten. And Klai Yisrael were ready to stone Yeshua, because he's the one that forgot it. And Osniel ben Kenaz successfully brought the halachas back. So the Al-Shech HaKadosh says, why did we need Osniel ben Kenaz? Why didn't Hashem just tell Yeshua ben Nun what was forgotten? Meaning, why did we need a new player here? Hashem should tell Yeshua ben Nun this is what was forgotten. So the Al-Shech HaKadosh, this is in Sefer Dvorim, Perek Yitzayim. He says, Lomo yaseh ko yizborach v'lo yaseh al yidei Yeshua ki naviyu. Why didn't Hashem tell you? Tell Yeshua whatever was forgotten. K'moshe yoseh Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Al-Shech HaKadosh. We find in many places, I shouldn't say many, in several places, that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot Halacha, needed clarity on Halacha, whether it was with the Bnei Salafchad, whether it was with Pesach Sheini, whether it was with the Mekoshesh. Moshe didn't know. And he told Klal Yisrael, Imdu, wait, I'll ask Hashem. Why didn't the Rebbeinu Shlom give that option to Yeshua ben Nun? Loma Yaseh Kein Lo Yeshua. Yodienu Halachas. Says the Al-Shech HaKadosh, a big Yisoid. Ach Ech Shiva. Ki Aloi Ro Elohim Ki Asidim Behem Shech Adoris Lokom Ish Vanoshim Loimer Ki Hashem Dibir Be'ish Ahu. The Al-Shech HaKadosh says there's going to be a Yoshke. The Rebbeinu Shlom knew that there's going to be a Yoshke. And people are going to say, Shkorim. That God told him something. Some New Testament. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlom made a policy. After Moshe, there's no more talking to God. Torah, work on it. I don't talk to anybody. After Moshe, that's the end. Torah's Moshe is done. You forgot something? Clap the cup in the vant. You have to get it. But you're not going to get it from me. The Rebbeinu Shlom knew behem shechadar is lokum ish v'yoymru ki Hashem diber b'ish ahu. V'yitein loy toira acheres chadosha. A New Testament. So Hashem said, therefore, al-kein hori is baruch ki achrei Moshe. Says the Al-Shech, once Moshe is dead, that's it. Ein nitin l'ish. Afilo nivie emes v'tzedek lohoisif afilu ois achas b'toichater. V'afilu mishtakach, even if it gets forgotten, lo yoshuv l'chadish al yidei novi. L'mandas kol amoritz kipam achas nitna toir l'Yisrael. Toir is given once. There was no resurgence. That's it, it was once. Azoi zok ta'alshich. So, the bottom line is that these halachas are going to have to be somehow worked on with siyata d'shmaya and get them back. And Othniel ben Kenaz, he was the one that successfully got it back. Okay. Comes the Gemara in Temura. The Gemara in Temura says that, in fact, when Kolev ben Yefunah said, if a man will come and conquer Kiryas Sefer, I will give him my daughter, he actually was referring to these halachas. And that's Kiryas Sefer, the city of the Sefer. He was referring to these halachas. Basically, he was saying, the one that will bring back those halachas that were forgotten, he's the one that I give my daughter to. So it seems that the Gemara is going with a completely different approach than the Psukim. The Psukim are very clear. They came to the city. First it was called Dvir. First it was called Kiryas Sefer. Then it was Dvir. They couldn't conquer it. The Gemara seems to be saying, that's not what happened. The Gemara seems to be saying that Omdu kol Yisrael lahargoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Othniel ben Kenaz v'chziran. And the Gemara brings the Psukim from here. Asher Yakes Kiryas Sefer. Anyway, Tosfos Taken Maseches Tainis, by that sugya of Dalit Sheshalu Sheloi Kohagin, Tosfos Taken says that the reason why Kolev ben Yefunah is not counted as the one who was Sheol Sheloi Kohagin is because he meant Torah. He didn't mean the gym. He meant Torah. I'll get you Tosfos. Tosfos Dav Dalit in Maseches Tainis. Here. Zok Tosfos. Amay lechoshev kolav ben Yefunah be'ilu sheshol u'sheloi kohagin. V'yochol yisevet e'mamzel. He says, hochi komer kolav. Kol asher yuchal lachzor oisan halacha sheshokhu b'mei eiv lo yishol moishe. Etin lo yis asko biti. Yes, it is. Anyway. So, how do we merge the Gemara and the Psukim? The Psukim seem to say clearly he was conquering a city. How do we merge these two things? So the Ozer of Rav, the Ber Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he has a fascinating approach. He says, we know that each city in Eretz Yisrael corresponded with some chelik in the Torah. Which means that in order for us to conquer Eretz Yisrael, we had to have the Torah. And the marshal, when Yeshua ben Nun conquered Ai, it says, Vayolan Yolan Be'emek. Yeshua ben Nun learned that night. So he learned those parts of the Torah that were parallel to Ai. So the Ozrava says a fascinating thing. The Ozrava says that Kovshu Yisrael Sa'aretz Kovshu Oysa Lefi HaTorah Sha'atorah Defus Ha'olam. The Torah is the foundation of the world, and Eretz Yisrael is parallel to the Torah. Kiryas Sefer was that city in Eretz Yisrael that was parallel to the halachos that were forgotten. So they merged, basically, the Gemara and Temura, and what we're learning in the Pesukim are not a stira. It's one mahalach. Why did they reach a snag? Because they were missing these halachas. So they couldn't conquer the city. So Kolev ben Yefunah made a deal. He said, I know whoever's going to conquer this city, he's going to be that guy, that special person. So he'll talk to my daughter. It's all makusha, it's one thing. That's why he wasn't Shoyal Shaloi Kohagin. Ah, you'll ask me if that's the case. So then, why does the Medrash say it was Shaloi Kohagin and the Gemara doesn't say Shaloi Kohagin? I'll tell you Pshat that too. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a mamzer who comes from Posel Yichas can't have revelations in Torah. It blocks him. It's a blockage. It doesn't mean he can't learn, but it's a blockage. It's a blockage. When Yaakov Avinu wanted to prove to Esav that he kept the Torah, see, he says, Vahili Shor Vachamor. So Chazal says, you see, Rashi brings it. Shor Yosef, Pachor Shor Yehodoloi. Chamor is Yisachar, Yisachar Chamagor. So the Baal Shem Tov asks, how was that a proof that Taryag Mitzvah Shomarti, the fact that I had Yosef and Yisachar? So he brings down this Gemara to Baal Shem Tov. He says that if, in fact, Yaakov Avinu did an Issa when he married Rachel and Leah, Rachel and Leah, sisters. He couldn't have had a Talmud Chacham from them. So he said, Vahili Shor V'chamor. I had a Yisachar and I had a Yosef. Both Talmud Chachamim has to be that the marriage was kosher. Because if the marriage wasn't kosher, so now it's very Gishmak. The Gemara goes L'shitosai. The Gemara holds that you can't be a mamzer and be mechaven la'amita shel Torah and bring these halachas back. So that's why Kolev was not shaloi kahagin. It could be that the Medrash Rabbah holds a mamzer could have the same revelation as a Yisrael. That's why the Medrash says it was a mistake. But the Gemara holds there was no mistake. Because in Kolev and Yifun's request was muchach, that's going to be a Talmud Chacham. So this really merges these two in Yonim together. It makes the question that we're going to have on Kolev's daughter even greater. Here she's zoichet to get a husband who brought back the halachas that were lost forever without him. He conquered Kiryas Sefer. And now she's complaining to her father, what, he doesn't have enough money? First of all, her father's a gevir. It's not like they couldn't pay the bills. What's the problem? Ma baya. The nosata li gula ismayim, we'll see the next psukim. Kolev ben Yifuna's daughter says, Isha shereim b'yel atayra. It's a Pella. Which girl today would say that? Imagine a girl today, a good girl, she's a frum girl, she's looking for a guy who's learning. She gets the best bacher in the world. Somebody who Reb Chaim Knievsky, see, forgot a couple of sugyas and he called his bacher to help him get it back. Imagine the guy's on his resume. Reb Chaim's Rebbe. Whenever Reb Chaim has a suffix, he calls his bacher. And it's not a lie. It's not like a Shatran story. You know, it's Rosh Hateva Shatran. You know what it stands for, Rosh Hateva Shatran? Shin Dalet Chof Nun? No, nobody knows. Sheker Doiver, they say falsehood. And Kesef Neutel, they still take the money. That's Rosh Hateva Shatran. I'm talking about for real. Imagine a guy for real, his resume is that when Reb Chaim has a suffix, he gets a call, his phone rings. Ooh, who's, oh, it's Reb Chaim Knievsky. Shalom Aleichem. Ich hab vergessen, am Medrisch in Chabakuk, if she can still sagen. Yeah. Psyk the base, or he's talent. That's that bocha. And he gets a shidduch. Imagine if his wife complains to her father, the guy doesn't have money. It's crazy. So we have to have pshat in that. But at least now we understand Chelek Aleph. Chelek Aleph, we understand Kolev ben Yifuna was on very solid ground when he said, the guy who's going to conquer this city, he's the guy. And he knew it's going to be a Talmud Chacham. Because he knew the only reason why they're hitting a snag is because of those halachas that were forgotten. Okay.